From NPR News, it's Day to Day, and it's a special day, Administrative Professionals Day, formerly known as Secretary's Day. Bosses everywhere are paying tribute to the people who keep their lives running smoothly all year long. Well, at least that's the idea. Melanice McAfee is an editorial assistant for the online magazine Slate, and she is not a fan of Administrative Professionals Day.
Happy Administrative Professionals Day. The hallmark holiday that leads to intra-office jealousy, discomfort, and not much else. Believe me, as an assistant during most of my post-college years, I've shot my fair share of daggers at the colleague who got an eye-popping floral delivery while I sulked at my keyboard, giftless. The holiday also throws bosses off guard. After all, the reason they have secretaries is to remember stuff like Administrative Professionals Day, or as I prefer to call it, Secretary's Day. Or it lulls them into thinking they've thanked the minions sufficiently for a year's worth of underpaid labor. In my first job out of college, I worked as a typist at a title company, a job akin to cryptography. I pecked my way toward carpal tunnel syndrome to turn chicken scratch into property reports. Typists served the entire office, but title officers also had personal secretaries. They got the bouquets on Secretary's Day. At my next corporate job, I'd gained an assistant title, but the bouquet still went to the division secretary, who regularly pawned off duties on us assistants. My mother, a former hospital administrative assistant, was surprised with 3 greeting cards and a gorgeous scarf last Secretary's Day. She wasn't aware of the holiday and was touched, but she also had to listen to a chorus of "I didn't get anything" from other admins. When the holiday makes someone feel appreciated, it almost invariably leaves others out in the cold. Maybe part of the problem is that in the 50 years since the holiday began, the job definition of a secretary has become less clear. She used to be the woman who answered phones, took dictation, typed, picked up dry cleaning, and stole your husband if she was really good. But now she or he might give a PowerPoint presentation or build a website. Meanwhile, someone else might do the typing and filing. The confusion over who qualifies as a secretary creates social anxiety about either over-celebrating the holiday or under-celebrating it. The holiday forces workers, like it or not, to evaluate how they stack up. Mailroom guy, copy clerk, typist, receptionist, administrative secretary, executive assistant? Are you low enough on the totem pole to merit a gift, or are you too low? Perhaps my impatience with Secretary's Day springs from job dissatisfaction, as a colleague suggested. True, in my mind, I should be the boss. And I resent being reminded of my slow progress up the chain of command every April 26th. Those of us who yearn to be professionals, not administrative professionals, tend to bristle at the idea that we're just boosters for the big boys and girls. Instead of Secretary's Day, why not just chip in for a big cake on the Friday before Labor Day and toast everyone in the office? Wouldn't that be kinder, not to mention easier? I'd much prefer that to a holiday that's really just a catch-all way of saying 3 things. Attagirl, I'm sorry for being such an insufferable employer, and we should talk about that raise.
Opinion from Melanice McAfee. She's an editorial assistant and aspiring boss at the online magazine Slate.
If that's what you plan to enjoy, no!
The secretary you got is definitely not employed to do a gavotte. Or you know what, before you jump for joy, remember this, my boy.